Maybe it starts from the immediate reaction one has towards this term score. Let's speak about your affinity with that term.
I was very astonished that French-speaking friends were using the English word. I prefer very much the Latin version. So we have in German partitur, and in Latin it's partitura, and partition in French. So I was very astonished why to use the English term, and I would like to ask some French friends why they do that. I don't remember why. Because for me, partition, partitura, it means dividing in parts. This is very much interesting to me. It's what it is, it makes sense. And if we think of the score in a wider term, not just a music sheet, but like in a wider sense, so it can be a score for all kinds of actions, this partitura makes sense because it's dividing something in parts. And score, the English term, is not so interesting for me because it refers also to sports and who is the best in the line, you know, like to make a good score. And this connotation I don't like at all, actually. It doesn't relate to anything of what I do.
Another meaning of score is also a sexual meaning.
Uh-huh, I never heard that. I've never heard it, but it sounds also like, did you get her? Like, did you, you know, win? Did you fuck well? And that's not how I see sex. A nice word, an English word, it's called innuendo. And it's this when things are loaded sexually, but actually not obvious. So there's no fucking. There's no fucking. You don't see intercourse, but it's all there. And it comes, this word innuendo, from the times when it was prohibited to show homosexual interaction in film, especially in Hollywood film. And so people invented ways to show it without showing it.